Welcome, my friends, to Cuéntame USA with Moncho Camano. The same Thank guy. You. Every week is the same guy. I'm trying to get a younger guy, but nobody shows. It's got to be me. So today, we are speaking with Kate Rogers. She's a bassist and a vocalist from a band called Bad Bloom. We're going to talk about Bad Bloom. And we got Jay Trovato. He's the guitarist from the band. And they are in Rochester, New York, right up north from New Jersey. So I'm going through. You go to Canada and you'll stop in Rochester somewhere. So it's a pleasure having them. And we're going to have a conversation about the band, which I came upon a few months ago. And I listened to all their the two EPs, the singles, everything. So videos, even some shorts. And it's great. Great band. I really, I like every kind of music. And this is one of my favorite music genres. So it's great. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
I love your music style. Very appealing songs. Earworms, I guess. And rich sounds. So I really enjoyed the band. And I was lucky. You know how it is. There's so much stuff out there and it's hard to stop in one. Keep moving. You may lose some great bands and you may find some real bad ones. And that's how it is for everybody. And I found a really good one. So tell me about the band. How did you guys meet? First of all, because I think you are like very close.
We are married. Yeah.
Okay. We're married.
You tied the knot. I don't know how long ago, but they look like a really... They look in good spirit, so especially on a Sunday, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And another thing, I think if you go to Rochester on Monday, it's gonna be one of those premium spots to watch that solar eclipse, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there seems to be a bunch of people in town to see it, so it's our city's a little busy right now.
Yeah, do they look confused, like they don't know where they're going, or
yeah. <I'll admit. laughs>
So, tell me, how did you guys meet, and was it in Rochester? Because one of you guys was from Pittsburgh, I believe. Kate, you were born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, I was born in Pittsburgh, and I lived there until. I want to say 2010, and I decided to move to New York City to do music primarily and work. And I moved there, and I was in lots of different bands, and I met Jay along the way. We met in 2015, Ooh. And in 2019 is when we started Bad Bloom. I think we were both kind of, you know, in and out of bands for so long, and we said to each other, what are we doing? We're both musicians. Why don't we just do this together and figure it out? And that's kind of how it was born, right?
Mm-hmm. So you guys met in New York? Is that where that's where you guys met? Was it in university some studying or no?
No, we both were just living and working in New York and Brooklyn. And we had some common music friends in common.
Yeah. So we actually met through my drummer of my band I was in at the time knew Jay.
Okay.
So we were all kind of hanging out in the same circle. And that's kind of how, so he saw my bands play there before he knew me, which is funny. We always joke about that.
So what kind of music were you playing, Kate? What type?
I was playing a lot of indie rock.
Okay.
Jangly pop. I was in an all girl band for a while. We played kind of just retro sounding fun catchy tunes, and you know, in Brooklyn it's just you do anything as far as music goes, and we were really lucky to just be able to pop around in different bands and do different experimental things with music, and it was a really fun time.
So you, Jay, you are the heavy guy, the heaviest sound, because I think you play in some punk bands.
Yeah, I grew up I grew up in Syracuse, New York, and I played punk rock and hardcore in metal bands. I was in a metal band called Unholy for a while. That was probably the heaviest thing I did. And when I moved to New York, I was still doing Unholy for a little bit. But I did it like hardcore band, and it was doing a rock band as well. But this is definitely
right
a departure from what I used to do. Yeah.
Right. It's like a mix of, I guess, shoegaze and a little grunge, a dream pop. It's a little bit of everything you guys do. You just like making like a stew. You put a little different ingredients and you cook it and see what comes out.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's what we love about it is, so we have a full band here in Rochester who we play with and who we love, it's really hard to be in a band and to keep the same members because people do things in their life and move on. So I think the one thing that Jane always done with our writing is we blend our styles. So our styles are very different. He said, he has that heavier background and I have the more indie pop background. And when we fuse those together, like a shoegaze dream pop sound comes out and I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, it sounds good because it reminds me of so many bands, but a little bit of everybody, everybody probably tells you the same thing. Garbage. I don't know. A slow dive. I don't know. Those bands are Lush. I don't know. It's so many stuff that Flaming Lips, I guess. I don't know.
Sure. I like that.
A little bit of everything.
We've been writing these past couple of months and like, we'll finish the song and I'll be like, I don't even know what we sound like anymore. I don't have a reference anymore. So, which is great.
You just gave up. I say, okay, whatever.
Exactly.
We'll do whatever we like, you know?
Yep, exactly.
And it's good because you're not that close regarding your music taste. You are, but not really about, you're not the same, you know, I guess.
And we teach each other too. Like we always are showing each other new music and things that we like. And I think that's things that like I wouldn't necessarily think about. There's a lot of bands that Jay likes that I wasn't really into. And then I listen to them and it's nice to have that overlapping taste. Works.
Yeah. Sometimes you need a little patience listening to some music. It takes time. Sometimes it's easy to digest some music and others it takes time. You got to really think about it a little bit. Your mind has to work on it a little bit. I think, I don't know. Yeah. Just my opinion.
I agree. But with metal and hardcore, my mind will never get used to it. So I'm not into that scene, but I appreciate I respect it.
Yeah. So your current lineup is Travis Johansson. Is that right? The drummer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I see a guitarist, Jen, I don't know how to say the last name. Wemeling?
Hamling, yeah.
She's new, right? In the band. She's not an old member, right?
No, she's brand new.
Brand new.
She is incredible at guitar.
Yeah, she's one of the best guitar players in Rochester, in my opinion.
Yeah. I heard her
play like over a year ago and I was like, well, if we ever need someone, we're asking her for sure. So
yeah, you guys sound great with her. And then you got John Regan, Keys.
Oh, John Regan. Yeah.
John Regan.
Yep. Yeah. John's one of my good friends. He lives in Chicago, so he comes out and plays with us when he can. So
he's the only one that's not from the area?
Correct. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's in another band called Club Drugs, and they often go on the road with Bad Bloom. Okay. So we're together a lot, and whenever we play shows, we try to put us together. So we have fun when we go out, and our bands, they're like a goth pop band, so they work really well with the vibe we're going for. So it's a nice little, and we're just personal friends with him and his partner. So it's nice to just have that relationship and that music.
That sounds great. I was going to ask you about the name, like probably ask you before some other people, but Bad Bloom. The only thing I know about Bloom, I don't know, maybe I know a Nirvana song in Bloom, but for Nevermind, I think second album or something. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
And but the Bad, I don't know what Bad, where it started from. It's not a Michael Jackson, but no, I don't think so.
it's more or less just we were searching for a good name and we kicked around Bad for a little bit and we love Nirvana. So Bloom did come up and I think it has a lot to do with Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Oh, okay.
Like just what was kicking around in our heads. We were just kind of looking for something that was a little catchy. So it's not too deep, more than just like wanted to have a cool band.
Yeah. It's like, let me be sincere. When I look for Bad Bloom, I try to do some research. I came across some guy speaking some weird language, worse than mine, accent, some kind of accent. I don't know, some guy, I don't know. It has the same name, but totally different. I don't know where he is. I don't know what the hell he's mumbling words. I don't know what the hell is going on.
Yeah, he popped up like shortly after we released our first EP. And I was like, well, seems like a different genre. Seems like he's doing something different. I feel like we're both not mad at each other. So
yeah. And if he gets bigger, we'll change the name, whatever. Yeah.
good Bloom. Goodbye. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So because you're really sing really nice. I like the way you sing. Okay. You took some vocal lessons or you went to training or because it sounds great. I don't know. It looks like you got some teaching, some conservatory. I don't know what it is, but
yeah, I grew up, I have classical training with, I was in choir my whole life since I was in fourth grade and, just taking lessons. And I've always enjoyed choral singing and classical music. And I played trumpet, all throughout school. And I just, I went to school for music studies. So I, you know, was deep in that world, which I love and I appreciate it so much. And I think when I sing and sometimes I have to get myself out of this way of thinking, but you know, I always think like, these are the chords that work together and things like that. But I love choir music and I love classical music. So that's kind of my inspiration for my vocals.
But how about your instrument? Because what was your first instrument? Did you ever play the trumpet?
Yeah, the trumpet.
That's maybe you're gonna add that to some of your new singles, a trumpet? No, I don't think so.
We've talked about that. Yeah,
maybe you can do ska, some ska. I don't know.
I'm not opposed.
But how do you you playing bass? You could. What other instrument you play? You play the bass.
I play guitar, but I'm not good at it. Bass spoke to me and I know how to play guitar, but it's just, I don't know. I always just loved picking up a bass and I loved being the bottom end of a song. And I just love that. So yeah, I mean, I dabble in things, but I'm not good at any of them. So,
but you're not dangerous with the instrument, we'll say.
Maybe the trumpet. But.
The trumpet. Keep it away from you. Okay. What about you, Jay? Do you have a healthy record collection at your house?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Living in New York, I had to be a little careful with my space and my money. But once I moved to Rochester, there's so many wonderful record stores here, Needle Drop and Record Archive. We're a little spoiled. So my collection grew quite a bit when I moved here and it's very diverse and it's great.
So it's you have all kinds of music. Did your family get you into music at all? Was like showing you new bands? I don't know.
Absolutely. My dad and my cousin, my cousin's a little older than me. They would always encourage me in pursuing music and listening to bands and stuff. So I grew up around, you know, a ton of different music and my mom as well. Just very diverse. So my dad used to work with bands in Syracuse, New York, where I grew up, kind of tour managing and then just kind of being kind of a crew guy around. So he kind of came down to me too. And I did a little bit of that as well. So kind of runs in the family a little bit.
It runs in the family. Yeah. It sounds.
Yeah. When I met Jay, he was actually touring. That was his full-time job, was touring with bands and working for bands. So we did long distance for the first 2 years when we were dating.
Oh, That's nice. That's how I did it.
Oh, yeah.
Long distance.
That's when you know for sure.
Right? Yeah. I mean, record collections, I really enjoy having, but also my pocket was emptying every week. I will have my money, and at the end of the week, I had nothing. I just keep buying records and stuff. Anyway, so what about your lyrics? It's like a collaboration between the two, or it's more like who holds the title, the championship, I guess, of all your lyrics?
I guess that would be me.
That would be you.
I've only ever given a few lines, not lines, but like words or something before in the early days.
Yeah.
But yeah, those lyrics are all Kate.
They're all Kate. And we can say that they're not too optimistic, I guess.
No.
more on the, I don't know, more on the unpleasant side sometimes, a little unsettled, you know, but yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, it's when you go to the back of your mind and it's just like, you know, think journal and think about all the things. Like I'm a very happy, bubbly, optimistic person, and my lyrics aren't that, but I think, like, you know, that's what lyrics are for, right? Is to just express all those things in your brain that are like all over the place, and some of them don't mean anything and some of them do, and it's just like that kind of mix up of my crazy brain.
If you just look at the current state of the world, it doesn't make you smile much right now.
Exactly.
There is a couple of songs that are a little more happy. Happy, optimistic, like Tokyo. That one of my, I like that song, Tokyo. It's very,
I think Tokyo was, it's crazy because with Tokyo, it sounds happy, but I wrote that when we were in during COVID, we were in a one bedroom apartment in Queens, and I didn't leave for a really long time and I had a lot of trouble. And that's when I wrote Tokyo, because I was looking out the window and I wanted to go somewhere where it was lively and beautiful and there was stuff happening. And we could see everything happening from a window. We had like a wall that was a window in our apartment, and we could see all of the traffic going across the bridge and all the bustle of like people in their cars in the city. And I was too scared to leave. And I think like it was a really hard time, but the song was so happy.
Yeah. It's like a desire to see something that's going to fascinate you, I guess, just to see something new. Yeah. You know, I never been in Tokyo, but they probably had Kobe also, but I don't know at that time. But thanks God, we are a little bit out of it. So
seriously.
Yeah. Hope it doesn't come back with some other name. Yeah, there are a bunch of songs that I like. You guys put out two EPs that I know of, right? The first one is Candle EP, three songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
2019. There is a song I was going to ask you, Sagan. Is that dedicated to the American astronomer and scientist Carl Sagan?
Yep, absolutely.
I like that. I really like it now. Now I even like it more.
Yeah, I think Kate pulled maybe a line from a Carl Sagan book. I love Carl Sagan. I've been reading his books for a while. You know, he's one of those guys that I'm glad I found in, you know, like my 20s. You know, a friend kind of showed me him, and I'm really thankful for that. And he kind of shaped my brain a lot. So just in our apartment, there's, you know, a bunch of Carl Sagan books on the bookshelf. And I think you pulled a line maybe. And then I said, we should just call the song Sagan. And then,
yeah,
and there's another song from the next EP that's also a Carl Sagan reference.
We're talking about the EP Leave.
Yes.
So yeah. Which song is that? Paperwork? No, Paperwork. No. I'm trying to remember.
Demon Haunted World.
Oh, Demon Haunted World. Okay.
Yeah.
There is a song there that I really enjoy also. The Tide. That one I like a lot.
Oh,
yeah, we haven't played that in a while.
A lot of people don't listen to that.
They don't like it. They don't know what they're saying. Yeah. I really enjoyed that one. No, I enjoy it. Flora. I enjoy all of them, but I think, and besides Tokyo, which is in that EP, but the Tide is my favorite.
And yeah, I love that song. That's one of the first we wrote, really. And then we just, it took a while for us to record that one, but yeah, it came out great. And the ending is some audio from a beach that our friend Pat recorded, and we got to collaborate with him a little bit, which was really cool.
That's cool. And then you put out, I don't know, 4 or 5 different singles in the 22, 23. And the last song I heard is Housekeeper. I think that's the last one, right? There is a video, yep. Really cool video. That's a nice video. I like that one. And the very catchy tune, Automatic, also. That's 21. Yep. But I really enjoyed that one also. There's a bunch of them I really like. So,
thank you.
Yeah, so you got put out some singles in 2023. Francis the Vampire, that's another one.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a fun one too.
That's not your neighbor or anybody like that, right? No.
Well,
no,
Francis. No.
Okay, so this is based off of a real person. One night walked over to, we have like a local restaurant bar, and I walked over there, and Jay was out of town, and I just sat at the bar and had dinner, and I was leaving, and there was this person standing outside, like this real punk looking guy with like a giant mohawk. Right. And so he said, "Hey, I like your boots." And I said, "Well, thank you very much." And I obviously stopped to talk to him, and he said his name was Francis and he was a vampire. So I was like, "It's really nice to meet you." And I had a nice conversation with him. And so that song is about Francis. And I don't know where Francis lives in Philadelphia. So if he's out, he should know that he inspired the song, but he was an interesting person and I was glad to meet him.
Francis. I'll try to get in touch with him. I'm going to look. Yes. So tell me, what's going on? You're going to be touring the spring tour. I don't know. You already played this year some of shows, right? I think 2023, you played some shows already, right?
Yeah, we went out and did a weekend with Creeks. That was January, I think.
Yeah, that was January.
We did a bunch of shows with him. And then we have our spring's pretty packed up with some stuff like that. So
yeah, I saw some shows I wrote them down just to remember. But you're going to be playing Attica in New Bedford, in Saratoga, Scranton. Is it Scranton, Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, you're going to be in Binghamton, New York. So you're going to be around the area. And Rochester, of course.
Yes, of course.
Yes, we'll be here.
How is the nightlife in Rochester? Is there a lot of clubs and places where you could play?
So when we moved to Rochester, the reason, Jay's from Syracuse, I'm from Pittsburgh. We lived in New York City, got married in New York City, and we wanted to move somewhere where we knew there would be a music community that we could, feel at home in and be a part of. We had some friends that lived in Rochester that said, there's so many music schools here and there's so much community and people doing things. Just there's a lot of excitement around the music community, in my opinion. So that's kind of why we chose Rochester. And I really honestly, living in New York City, living in Pittsburgh, I've never experienced a community in a place like this. And it's not perfect, but it's growing, and there's people that are such talented musicians, and just the love that we feel from playing here. Yeah. I mean, people just always come out to see live music, and that is so important to do no matter what city you're in. So we're really grateful to be here.
I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, you're going to be there for a while. You have no plans of moving anywhere else. No, you got a house, right? You also got a house.
Yeah.
And you got a studio in your house?
We have a room dedicated to demo music and stuff.
Tell me about Kate. Do you have some kind of project going on the gig listing site? What is it, The Sound is called?
The Sound.
About discovering local music and connecting with the community and all that.
Yeah, I started it because I wanted to, when we first moved here, we didn't know what was happening, you know, day to day at all the different venues. So I just started putting it together and, you know, helping people get connected. And then we launched our website this year, which is kind of a resource for musicians if they want to find, you know, record store, or they want to know what venues or other bands to connect with. So it's definitely a work in progress, but I figure, you know, why not have a place where we can all kind of be connected? And I think the more we can support each other, the better everyone can be. So
yeah, and the easier we can make it for out of town bands to you know, find venues and promoters and other bands to play with, like more bands will come. We always appreciate that stuff when I'm booking shows. It's like very rarely do you get too much help. Right. Even the promoter will be like, you got the room, just fill out the bill. And it's a really difficult task. So Kate decided to try to make that easier for out of town bands to find cool bands, cool venues. And like, it's really cool what she's put together. So if you're a touring band, just hit that website and make it pretty easy to come here.
Yeah. It sounds interesting. I went and looked a little bit, and I also saw Kay go into shoe departments or something. I don't know.
Shoegazing with Bad Blue.
Shoegazing. She was shoegazing. Nothing to do with music, but it has to do with shoes and bands and who will wear this shoe and the other boot and things like that. So it was very, very interesting. Very original idea. If you go and look, go to the YouTube and type Bad Blue, and you could see all their videos, short videos, long videos, and a bunch of stuff. It's all good. You're going to spend a good time over there just watching videos and watching these two guys and the whole band playing.
It's a goofy time for sure.
Yeah, but it's great. I really enjoyed it. So tell me about what's going on. Do you have a lot of music in your hard disk, and you like prepare to be launch, or I mean, you got a good selection? Are you where are your plans? Let me, any new songs, maybe another EP during the year, doing maybe another music genre, maybe playing fandango or tangos or flamenco? No, I don't think so. It's going to be shoegaze, more or less. But you probably have something going on, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're preparing to go in the studio at the end of the month, back in. So the plan is that we just put out three singles. Right. And the plan is always to kind of like finish out these singles with a cohesive, not a full length, but a good EP. Okay. So we'll have three or four more songs to add to these three that we put out last year. Mm-hmm. And that will be coming out in a physical release altogether. Mm-hmm. Once we finish that up. We have four more songs ready to go in the studio, and that should match up pretty well with the last three we just put out.
Right. Unpopular Opinions, Francis the Vampire, and Housekeeper.
Yes. Yeah.
So there are more coming. That's great. So when you do one of those shows, how many songs do you usually play, and how long is your set?
Oh, we keep it short and sweet. I believe that it's best to do 7 to 8 songs.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a nice place.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, you don't want people thinking you played too long, or you know.
Nobody asks you to play Freebird, that's for sure.
No, not yet. At least.
We played at our last show. We played a Smith's cover.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was
Smith's. Okay. Do you play some covers? Do you play also some music covers live? No, Fugazi.
No,
Fugazi.
Fugazi.
Wild. Fugazi.
Well, no.
Well, we did Fugazi.
Oh yeah, we did. We did record some covers at home just to put out there and have fun. So
yeah,
we don't really play them live. We do every once in a while especially just in Rochester, because everyone's heard our songs a million times. So we try to like have something special every once in a while.
Right.
Yeah. So
what kind of audience goes to your shows, and how old, more or less, the age? young guys, old guys like me.
We have a lot of, I will say, like, people, we're going to be getting into our 40s. So there's a lot of people that are our age that come out, which we love to see because we know they appreciate, like, the, you know, the grunge and the, you know, the post-punk shoegaze stuff that we're doing. But then we also have a lot of very young fans. And we recently played Penn State University and we played, it was one of the best shows we've ever had.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was all college kids. It was an all ages show. Like, people were there just, and I think that's like, you know, we've been out of the all ages show. I mean, we're obviously over 21. So we haven't, like, you know, when we were both in bands, when we were under 21, it was like, you know, that community is so important and the love, the pure love for music. You're not going to the bar, you're going to see the band. And I think, like, to me, that's so special. And when we were able to play, you know, shows like that, it always just means the world to me.
So when was your, the last concert you attend besides your own shows? Who did you go see last?
Maybe the Boys.
We go to local shows like all the time. But big shows, we saw Smashing Pumpkins and Always in the same weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we went and saw Always in Buffalo, who we were both huge fans of.
Yeah, we love Always.
And then we just went to Toronto the next day and we saw Interpol and Smashing Pumpkins play. Which is so awesome. That just kind of sums up our band pretty much. Yeah. But yeah, and you know, the funny story is that when me and Kate started dating, I brought her to go see Failure and Hum, who she hadn't heard before. And I was like, I like these bands, and she loved them. And then we saw them the next night in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So,
and then I took you to see Always.
That's right.
When we they were in Always. Brooklyn.
And then, not too many big things come through Rochester. So we have to go to Buffalo and Toronto and stuff. But
you guys have a good taste. I remember. No, I gotta tell a story. If you wanna listen to it, it's fine. I remember, like in the, it must be 80s, I think. I wanted to see the Cult, in the so they were playing upstate New York. They're not Rochester. I don't remember the city. Not a big city, but it was up north, not that far from Syracuse. I don't remember. I'm going, we're gonna see the Cult, and I think Billy Idol was playing also. But at the same time, so I said, we gotta go up there and see them. And we took us like, I don't know, a whole day just to get up there. We had a Chevy Nova 74, I think. We could have took forever to get up there, and we saw it. You know, but I liked the Cult. But the next day they were playing New York City. I'm like, what the hell did we come up here for? They were playing it was so easy now, you know, to look online and see what's going on. Before, I think I was relying on some magazine some Aquarian or The Voice. I don't know. I forgot to check the whole thing. They were the next day. They were coming. Crazy guy.
You need the soundrock.com.
Yeah.
No, it's so easy to find out where everybody's playing. But I really enjoy Bad Bloom. I really do. I think they are something that reminds me, you know, when I had a lot of hair, you know, before that. I remember those times, so it makes me go back and listen to them. And the music goes, you know, like I always say, some music goes one ear and goes out the other ear. It doesn't stop. It just goes here and leaves. Sometimes stays here for a while, and I replay it again and replay it again because I like it and stays there for a while. So that's the kind of music I like. And also some dissonance I like, something that seems out of place I like. But I also like nice melodies, so I like everything. I really wish them all the best, because I would suggest you guys to just go in your browser, type Bad Bloom, and from there you can link to Spotify, you can link to even Bandcamp, Instagram there, over there also. So not that hard to find them. And if you want to go and see them, you know, you just go up there, drive up north. And if you are in Canada, go south, whatever.
And we'll try to come to everyone. So
yeah, definitely.
So hopefully, I don't feel like going driving up the way to New York, and maybe the next day they'll be playing in Brooklyn. Who knows?
We're trying.
I'll find out
this fall.
Yeah, the fall we were talking this about.
Yeah. So we'll let you know.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm going to keep checking them out, you know, see what's going on. If she's going to another shoe department, maybe.
I did today, for sure.
You did today. You bought a lot of stuff?
Episode 3 is coming out soon.
You bought some boots for Jay? No.
Yeah. Use them.
So what do you guys do on your free time, if you have any? Like, let's say like Sunday. You guys practice on Sunday? No, not a day for practicing, right? Or you still do something?
Sometimes.
Our typical practice day is a Monday.
Yes.
So we'll be practicing tomorrow.
Yeah. But Jay owns his own business. He owns a wood shop.
A wood shop?
Yeah.
Wood?
Yeah.
You say wood? Yep. Oh, mm-hmm. That's very interesting. What do? You make chairs and tables and things like that? Statues?
Yeah, a whole bunch of different furniture and restore old furniture, things like that.
Really?
Yeah, I'm getting it off the ground. I have been for the past couple of years. So I work a lot on Sundays. And
that's cool. Yeah. I did, when I was younger, I did some antique furniture and stuff, you know.
Oh, cool.
Armoires. French armoires, decorating doors, mm-hmm. and things like that, going to the flea markets. I did everything.
Yeah.
Driving, a lot of driving. So it's cool. Furniture. I love that. Yeah. Antique furniture, especially. I like that.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So I was going to ask you about your pedals, Jay. What's in your rig, more or less? What do you have?
Oh, it's just forever changing, but lots of delays. I've had a Boss DD3 forever. That's my go-to delay in that. Uh-huh. And also I have a couple DL4s on there with the Line 6 delay pedals. And you know, your classic Chorus and Flangers and stuff like that. I'm a big fan of Walrus Audio, so I have a bunch of their reverbs and, I try to change it up a bunch, but I keep getting more and I'm kind of experimenting with, I have a keyboard stand that I can change a bunch of pedals with my hands now and give them cues and stuff like that for interludes and things like that. So it's just something I've always kind of wanted to do, but I played in kind of punk rock bands where it wasn't necessary. So, right. Now I just am just seeing what I can do, you know, and I'll keep trying to make unique noises and stuff like that. So,
yeah, that sounds great. Kate, when you write, you have your own song, everything is completed, and then you pass it to Jay and you do music around it somehow, or how do you guys achieve the whole musical composition at the end?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's kind of it. I mean, it goes both ways. Like, I think, I'll come up with, for me, it's easiest to come up, the vocal melody is the hook. So I'll do that with the bass line and some synth. And then sometimes I'll write like a couple guitar, like things where I'm like, this is the vibe, but do what you want. And then Jay just like fills in and does everything. But recently Jay just actually wrote a song that's really cool. And we're working on that and we're kind of doing it in a different way, but we're figuring it out. And we get like what we're going for. I think like that's writing music with someone for, you know, this long, you just kind of understand. And it's funny because when we write together, you know, I think people think that we're fighting and we're just, you know, we've had the talk, like this is our music conversation and we're allowed to say I don't like that and get mad at each other and like get
frustrated.
But it's all in pure love.
Yeah.
So if your neighbors don't hear you screaming or nothing like that, you close
too loud, but it gets
close the doors and windows and then Kate, what the hell did you write? This is, you had your breakfast this morning, or something is missing here?
Exactly.
That sounds great. What about, how do you guys move around to all the different venues? You got a van, or you guys go all together, or everybody goes on their own besides the two of you, the other guys?
I have a minivan. Okay. And we're able to fit it all in there with all the members. Unless John's with us, and that gets a little tricky. So we can fit four of us in the van and just jam all the equipment in there. So yeah, we go together as much as we can. If people got plans to do other things, they can go separately. But if we're on a tour, it's all together. So,
Is there anything special you guys do before going to the show? Before going up on stage?
I eat a lot of food.
You eat food?
Yeah.
I'm always hungry before I play, and I can't play if I'm hungry. And so number one priority for me is finding good food.
And the other priority is good coffee. If we're out on tour, it has to be, we have to find the good coffee in the city.
Yeah.
So if we find good coffee, we might, it's a good chance we'll have a good show.
Yeah.
Good coffee. That's the best thing for me to drink in the morning. too much coffee I drink, to tell you the truth, but it's all good. Same. It's all good. It's all good. I don't care what my doctor says. We're drinking too much coffee. It's too much caffeine, too much the stomach, this and that. No. And drinking coffee. I'm not smoking cigarettes. I'm not drinking alcohol, but coffee, please. I need coffee. So, and one thing that I'm very curious about, you guys, when you, between songs, you guys talk to the audience at all? I don't think Jay talks much with the public. He's shoegazing, look at his shoes, the new shoes Kate bought for him, and that's about it. But I don't know, I'm just thinking. Do you guys talk a lot in between songs, explaining what their songs are about? It's not nothing to explain, right? Just play and that's it.
Yeah, we try to keep it. We try to keep the mood. I do a bunch of interludes and stuff between songs, but Kate addresses the audience a couple of times, and you know, very charming. So that helps a lot.
Yeah, she doesn't have to say much anyway. Let me tell you. That's fun. I really enjoy talking to you guys. I'm gonna keep listening to those songs. This week I was listening to these songs over and over again. You know, I got plenty of time. I work hard, but because I have so much time while I work, I just listen to music. That's all I do.
And
some podcasts, some interviews with Carl Sagan, things like that. Listen to all interviews. Mm-hmm. So I keep myself busy, but that's how I came across Bad Bloom, I think. I don't remember if it was Instagram. I don't know if it was YouTube. I have no freaking idea. I don't know how I came across Bad Bloom, but I really say, oh, okay, great. Make a good stop. I'm going to drink some coffee and listen. That was a good thing. So I really enjoyed the band. And, just like I said, go on Instagram, go on their YouTube channel and find about them. You know, if you want to find a lot about them, listen to their songs, to the EPs, to the singles, and keep track of them. They're not going anywhere. They're going to stay in Rochester. So they're not moving to Australia and they're going to disappear. Not yet.
Not yet.
They're still around. They're going to be around. So I really appreciate talking to Kate and Jay. And it was a real pleasure talking to you guys. I just wish you the best. Keep making good music, great music, and have fun in 2024, whatever is left. And don't get blind by the solar eclipse. Don't look straight up like a Mr. Donald the Duck. Like he did. Don't do that. Don't do that. Let him do it. I hope he does it again and gets his eyes burned. I hope so, but that's not going to happen. The guy he's like more than a cat. He has 200,000 lives left.
It's true.
He's never going to die. He's going to stay around forever. I'm going to have to move myself. I can't handle it. I don't know how Bad Bloom is going to make music in 2025. I don't know. Maybe they're going to have to change their lyrics. I never know what's going to happen. I have no idea. I'm going crazy. I think I need a coffee. So thank you very much. I really appreciate talking to you guys. I don't want to waste any more time. It's Sunday and it's late and I got many things to do. And just thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us so much. We really appreciate it. It was so nice to talk to you.
I really appreciate it. And please, that's how I am. If you want to listen to my next interview, it's not going to be any better than this. So you might as well just stay with this one and keep watching it, because the next one is, forget it. See you next week. Thank you, guys.